From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Fears over anthrax spread to Washington today and to the office of Tom Daschle, the majority leader of the Senate. A piece of mail opened there contained a substance that is tested positive for anthrax bacteria. While more tests are being done, staff of the South Dakota Democrat have received medication. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
It was President Bush speaking to reporters at midday outside the White House who broke the news that the anthrax scare has now reached Capitol Hill.
Today, I just talked to Leader Daschle. His office received a letter, and it had anthrax in it. The letter was field tested, and the staffers that have been exposed are being treated.
Shortly after the president spoke, Daschle himself briefed reporters outside the Capitol.
About 10:30 this morning, my office opened a suspicious package. We can't go into the details because this is an ongoing investigation. Just as soon as it became clear that there was a suspicious substance in the envelope, we contacted the Capitol Police and the Capitol Physician.
Daschle's main office as majority leader is in the Capitol building, so he was not in his personal office where the suspicious mail was opened. U.S. Capitol Police spokesman Dan Nichols said a police team immediately began a criminal investigation.
A letter was received in his office in the Hart Senate office building, which contained a powdery substance. There was an exposure when the letter was opened.
The police spokesman said Capitol Police conducted field tests on the contents of the suspicious mailing.
The first field test came back as positive for anthrax. In order to confirm that, we did a second field test, and that field test also came back as positive for anthrax. It should be noted, though, that these are just preliminary tests. They are field tests only. And we have sent this material out to Fort Detrick, Maryland, to the U.S. Army facility there for further testing. And we hope to have a confirmation exactly what the material is here very shortly.
The Capitol's attending physician, Dr. John Isold, also went to Daschle's personal office, where 40 employees were immediately quarantined.
They have been swabbed, and they will be tested now to see if they indeed do have any of the spores. In the meantime, until we can identify whether or not it truly is an exposure and if people are positive for their testing, then in the meantime, we will treat them with Cipro.
Daschle declined to confirm or deny press reports that the letter sent September 18th was postmarked Trenton, New Jersey, as was a letter containing anthrax received by NBC News in New York. He said he had not spoken with the person who opened the mailing, but had conferred with other staff.
I would say, without equivocation, our staff feel very confident about their circumstances, and they've been given assurances, as Dr. Isold and Mr. Nichols have just noted, that there is no immediate danger for them, given the fact that we were able to respond as quickly and as directly as we could. So I believe that the circumstances are well under control in the office.
Still, Daschle was clearly upset.
I am very, very disappointed and angered.
Daschle said he'd called other congressional leaders to warn that they too might be targets. All congressional offices were ordered today not to open any more mail. But Daschle said he hoped this would not mean visitors would be kept away.
I think we need to keep this Capitol as accessible as is possible. I don't know that we can come to any permanent conclusions about what that means at this point, but I think the emphasis ought to be that this monument to democracy is accessible to all people.
Tours of the Capitol were suspended today indefinitely. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.